I'm here today with Dr. Rob Schumer, who is from the University of Minnesota in, of course, Minnesota, and he has just received the highest award from the National Dropout Prevention Network, the Crystal Star Award for Distinguished Leadership and Service. So congratulations, first of all, Rob, and then just welcome to our little conversation session here.
Thank you, Marty.
And we want to start our conversation today with what drew you to the field of dropout prevention in the first place.
I think it would be best to say that my attraction to dropout prevention in many respects is the same as my attraction to service learning and community-based learning, and that is my concern for preserving and maintaining a democratic society. And that I think that it's really important for young people to be engaged in educational programs that require that they interact with their community, that they study issues in order to understand how to be a citizen in a democratic, popular society. And so my interest is making sure that young people grow up knowing how to be an active citizen, knowing how to evaluate issues as a voter, knowing how to be a participant as an employed person, paying into taxes, supporting businesses, being a member of a family, learning how to raise children, and how to be a good neighbor. So for me, it's not just about dropouts in a sense. It's really much more about how do you educate people to be active citizens in a democracy.
And this award is one that acknowledges the role that not only that you have in dropout prevention, but the fact that you are a leader in the National Dropout Prevention Network. And so the next question would be then, how do you see the network playing a role in these efforts in dropout prevention? And what have you been doing to make that a reality?
I think in my years in education, having been the president of a national career education organization, having been on the board for an organization that focused on experiential education, and now on the board for a research organization that deals with community engagement, that I think the challenge is really bringing people together. I think we all have some common visions about what we're trying to do. We're trying to make schooling interesting and lifelong. And I think what I've experienced over 40-some-odd years is a silo effect where a lot of people find themselves, you know, identified as somebody who's doing dropout prevention or somebody who's doing service learning or somebody who's doing career education. And in many respects, I think they all are interconnected. And so I see one of the roles of the National Dropout Prevention Network as being a catalyst to kind of reach out to other organizations. As an example, I was talking to Sam Drew, the executive director, and saying that the National Society for Experiential Education does workshops around the country on training people about experiential education. They tend to focus more on higher education. So I suggested that possibly having the network get connected to NSEE might allow them to expand the trainings that they do to include issues about how experiential education plays into the whole field of dropout prevention. Campus Compact is a national organization that does work in service learning, and they're organized at the state level. And so I would see the network, again, trying to make connections with Campus Compact so that they could focus their people who are primarily post-secondary educators to work with K-12 educators to ensure that experiential education and service learning are effective strategies. As we know, it's one of the 15 strategies for effective dropout prevention. But it's done more effectively when school people have allies like colleges and getting college students involved in helping to mentor students who are not as excited about schooling or helping to develop community resources. So if a kid is interested in becoming a dentist, that the college students and the business community can all work together to allow that student to actually go out and to do things that they wouldn't normally be able to do if they didn't have additional resources. So I see the network really as a catalyst and a convener of helping people to say, you know, from counseling to service learning, you're all involved in dropout prevention. We need to do a more effective job of working together so that we can combine our resources and be more effective for the young people that we serve. It's especially important because a lot of organizations like Campus Compact that focus more on colleges and college students, in a sense, have a moral obligation to deal with those students who aren't going to college. When they drop out of high school, they're not college material, at least not in the short term. And I think that it would enhance the actual undergraduate and graduate education of college students if they're actually able to interact with students who have found schooling for whatever reason to be problematic, whether it's personal challenges, whether it's issues of economic lack of resources in a community. There are all kinds of reasons why kids choose to leave school. And I think that if higher ed and K-12 and community were to work more effectively together, that we could develop more effective programs and we could find a lot of resources, especially human resources, which is really what's most necessary. The research is pretty clear that relationships matter. The more people we can bring into the game to provide relationships, especially younger people who are closer in age to the dropouts, that we can more effectively develop their knowledge and their skills and give them a sense that they really have something to contribute.
Well, I think as we often say, dropout prevention is a community concern. It's everybody's challenge. And it's obvious that, Rob, you have the vision to see that we're not all in silos. We're all in this together. And if we work collaboratively as community partners, whether it's through K-12 and higher ed, whether it's local businesses, community-based organizations, social service agencies, parents, of course, it's everybody. And that's the wonder of the National Dropout Prevention Network. And so you exemplify that with your thinking and with your actions. And we are very proud to have you as our standard bearer for this next year as the winner of this Crystal Star Award of Excellence in Dropout Prevention and Leadership and Service. So congratulations again to you, Rob. And we look forward to working with you in a variety of ways over the coming years.
Thanks very much, Marty.